Visitors have been leaving flowers at the South African Embassy in Washington, creating a makeshift memorial in front of a statue of the anti-apartheid leader and former president.
Well, I think it's very sad. He had a long, hard life, but he did some wonderful things. So it's a sad day for the world.
The statue is a replica of one that stands outside the South African prison where Nelson Mandela spent 27 years of his life as a political prisoner for fighting against apartheid. In New York City, commuters paused to remember the prisoner-turned-president who negotiated a peaceful end to segregation and urged forgiveness for the white government that imprisoned him.
I think more the lesson that Mandela left for us was that we can have polar opposite viewpoints and still find a way to sort of end up where we need to be.
During his radio program in California, civil rights activist Earl Ofari Hutchinson remembered Mr. Mandela as a revered champion of human rights.
People felt we're in the presence of a giant. We're in the presence of really a special person, someone who really is a gift to the world.
Across America, there are words of praise and quiet prayers at the passing of this international icon of peace and reconciliation. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.